you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg, I wanted you here for this because I remember I did that. I told you I was doing that Zoom with my buddy's professor.
Yeah.
It's so weird to see.
Helping out the class.
Yeah. He stayed and he went and got his doctorate in, I forget what it is, maybe communications. He was a history major in school, but he got his doctorate, his PhD, wrote a book. Good dude. Real good dude.
What school is this?
East Stroudsburg University. It was in the Pennsylvania state system. Basically, it'd be like a Kearney or a Pittsburgh. I mean, just regular 7,000.
Fort Hays State.
7,000 people, stuff like that. Yeah,
okay.
7,000 undergrad, nice school. About 90 minutes from New York City, but in Pennsylvania. So he, I get on this Zoom with him, and he builds me up, and there's like 25 kids on this picture, And he's real cool. And by the way, the whole thing works out well, but this is what I had to dig out of right away. He goes to the website, and he goes, "Mike, show us around the website." What do you want to play? And I said, "Well, you know, there's cartoons there, and that's a little, our buddy, our web guy does these cartoons and our little clips of the show. Just play one of those." And there's hundreds of those, so I don't know what to play. I said, "I just see it." I go, "Okay, play that one." And it said Cosmo on it. I said, "Oh, yeah, play that one." So this is what was played first for these students who pretty much had no idea what was going on. Here it is.
Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey.
How's it going?
All right, man.
Good. What's up?
I got a question about this Cosmopolitan magazine stuff.
Oh, yeah, about cheating.
Cheating in August.
Hey, you know what it was? My wife read that magazine now. Every time I talk to a girl at work.
In August.
I'm trying to cheat. Yeah.
Every time.
All month of August.
Well, you can talk to
who you cheating on me today.
All right, you can talk to people at work, but when guys are, one of the articles I read, when guys are way too friendly, and we all know guys
you're
like
snakes,
that.
Snakes, yeah.
You're snaking. You're snaking.
Yeah, he's
the snaking. Guy's yeah. Snaking. You know.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm not. You know.
sometimes. But you know, yeah, she's got a lazy eye. He's not snaking.
Josh, now that it is September, tell her to get over it. It's September.
Yeah, but then she'll get the next episode. You know.
Every month she reads Cosmo, and you're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Now, Josh, are you the kind of guy? Because we know guys that, and this is why I don't flirt anymore, because it's always been in my brain that if you start flirting,
you want to have sex with her.
It's a means to an end.
She said yes.
Some guys can flirt without purpose. They can just be flirty.
I never could.
Most guys I know are flirting with a purpose in mind.
Right.
Mm.
Are you just one of those flirty guys?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you know, I'm 23 years old.
Oh, you're a kid. Oh, how long you been married? How long you been married?
About 2 years.
That ain't going to work. All right, man. Good luck. Good luck with that.
All right. So
you might as well go out and bang somebody.
Yeah, you're 23.
That ain't going to work.
So that's Tony with his annual or daily lazy eye joke in there. That's our buddy Black Tony lives in Tampa now. So now that particular bit, I could see some faces. And I can only see about five photos. You'd have to go down and stream down.
Yeah, you
got to
scroll through the whole thing.
So I see five, including the professor, and he's got a smile. And I see one of the kids smiling, and the caller on that bit is 23. I'm thinking, perfect. Lucked out. That was a decent bit. Funny. Kids got it. Guy said he was 23. Well, let's play another one. I go, yeah, okay, well, what's that? It says wrecked. I said, well, play that. No idea what it is. Now, Puss knows what I'm about to hear here. Now, I find out later. Well, hold on. Let's play the bit. Okay. So he goes, okay, we'll play wrecked. Here it is, Craig.
Out of Zimbabwe, a woman is suing her ex-boyfriend, claiming that he wrecked that. He stretched her out, the 29-year-old Cylindile Mangana said that she was okay before she met her ex, but that she had to end the relationship after he stretched her out too much.
Is he getting a lot of calls now?
Now she wants to have reconstructive surgery, and she wants him to pay for it.
And he's become a very popular guy.
Is he on social media?
Not aware of that. This is would be, you'd have to get a hold of the Zimbabwe Mail.
That's some good pub for him, though.
It is.
He's got some bragging rights.
Yeah, but...
To be the biggest swinging in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, but if there's going to be a doctor visit afterwards, I don't know if he's going to be that popular.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. There's any number that are willing to take size on the challenge.
Size queens in Zimbabwe.
Right. All right. So you know what happens there. The whole time it's running my hands in my head, but I'm on screen, obviously. And I'm thinking, oh. You know, I know it's a funny bit, but if you don't know us, you don't know the show.
Were you then part of cancel culture?
Hang on. Here's what happened. I don't see people smiling in that. Now, once again, I only see five faces. I see the professor. I see two white dudes and two white girls. I found out later, as the questions come for me later on in this, I'm an hour and a half with these kids. Later on, the class has at least five or six African-American kids, and most of those were women. Now, they were... So the bit plays, and I know it's a funny bit in the context of our show where we are liberal, free-thinking guys, don't care about anything.
Right.
So the professor goes, he still has to be a teacher. I go, let me tell you about that. That bit is hardcore. I get it. That bit is hardcore. I get it. And the professor goes, my buddy Rob goes, and kind of sexist. I said, yeah.
Guilty.
I said, but here, what we do is, I said, I want to explain to the class that we are not a bunch of conservative dudes. We're lefties. We back every left cause. We hated Trump. I just try to do all that. And I think that helps. It really does. And he talked later. But it was funny. After the kids are gone after about an hour and a half, and it's just me and him talking, I go, hey, man, sorry about that bit. It was random. He goes, I said, I'm glad you stopped in and said it was kind of sexist. And he goes, kind of racist, too. I go, yeah, in the context of just the bit, maybe, but the whole show. If you know the show, you let that bit roll off your back. It's funny.
Yeah, I guess I know the context, and I don't see anything particularly sexist or racist about it.
This is college.
Because it came out of Zimbabwe.
This is college.
We don't even know if the guy was black.
I'm not going to. Yeah,
we just know he had a big dink.
Okay.
Yeah, we just know he wrecked that.
We were just betting on stereotypes.
You're trying to spin that, Todd. I don't think it's that either, but we're also talking college. And I talked to him later on. We talked longer about when we were in college. And I go, what's the difference? Even 20 years ago, when he was a professor, been years now. He goes, the kids are way more politically engaged now. I said, oh, of course they are. I said, we weren't. And he said, even 20 years ago, they weren't that political. I said, that's because everything's political now. But the kids, after that bit, it wasn't like nobody was mad at me. I'm sure some of the guys thought it was pretty funny. But once I started getting questions, I realized the class was really multicultural. And it was just, we're talking about a huge... And by the way, I don't care about the black part in that bit. I care about the ripping of the vagina. That was the hardcore. To me, that's the hardcore part of
that. He wrecked that.
And we do that every day.
There were some women in that class. Oh. I wish I could find that in Shippensburg. There's nothing like that in Shippensburg.
Let's send him this bit back to follow up with.
I've looked.
Yeah. So, whatever. But can you imagine that running? And me, I'm just saying, at least I wasn't in the classroom. And at least that was the beginning. So another hour and a half, and the kids asked engaging questions about the business, so it ended up being really fun.
And they're probably all now podcast listeners.
A couple of the guys were, yeah. They wanted to listen. They kind of liked it. Yeah, we do rip vagina stories every day.
Craig wins today's.
Yeah. What was the title of it? Wrecked?
It's called Wrecked.
Wrecked. Yeah.
I had no idea what it was. It's called Wrecked.
Yeah. Well, we should do that every day.
Do a wreck story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or take a call.
Yeah. But somebody's been wrecked?
Someone who's been recently wrecked.
I got no problem with that.
Yep. Had to undergo reconstructive surgery.
Kills time. Yep. So I just also a juxtaposition of...
It's hilarious.
Shut up.
of what it's a tough word.
Of what we do for a living and what professionals do for a living. And it just reinforced, like, oh, I'm glad I didn't go that route.
Did you take
academia
questions?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, they're all radio questions.
Did they ask good questions?
Yes, they did, Todd. They did. They didn't bring up other radio shows that kind of like we sound like. There's some of those kids from New York City. They brought up Elvis Duran. They knew him. And I said, yeah. I said, no, I know who he is. He's on our market. Different kind of show. But no, they had legitimate radio questions about the business and how it's working out. So that actually was cool. They were smart kids. And I'm trying to be all cool after doing that wrecked bit. I blame Craig.
Of course you do. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk to that guy.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to that guy.
Rob thought I did a great job. The kids.
No, no, seriously. He's successful.
Yeah, that was it. He's successful.
No, I promise.
Right. Right. It was fun. Dr. Mina, Jack Osborne, Nick Allen. I texted Nick yesterday. I was going to troll him about that boat parade, but then I realized I was texting you guys, the group text. I was more pissed off at the anti-mask than and trolling him about the Chiefs not having a parade. Because the Chiefs would have had a parade on land.
And they would have had to.
They would have had to, and that would have been completely maskless, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't that last year's Chief one when that dude fell out of that tree? Remember the guy tries to jump to that tree and just slips around and falls down?
Yeah, because Frank did a video.
Frank did a
Madden and Summerall video on that.
Yeah, the Chiefs didn't get to celebrate this year.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The death today, as if they're now popping up every day.
They are.
Seemingly they are.
Is Larry Flint.
He had COVID, Craig.
Not aware of that.
He'd been teetering for years, but I didn't realize that
for years
a lot of people didn't have him on the list because he wasn't ever terminal. He was just, you know.
28 players had Larry Flint.
78?
At the age of 70.
Change the leaderboard at all?
No.
Okay.
No, still just the one player with 5 hits.
5 hits.
That would be Tyler's Tupperware turd. Yeah.
That would have been a good bit to play.
Yeah,
with his Deadpool and a Tyler's Tupperware turd. Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Tell the kids about that. Yeah. Maybe rattle off the list of porn that we watch.
But here's the deal. If those 18 to 22-year-old kids on that Zoom yesterday in Pennsylvania lived here or Wichita or Lincoln, they'd know us. They go, oh, that's funny. I know those guys. My dad loves those. I love those guys, you know.
Yeah.
But you're just randomly placing on video screen. You hear some dudes talking about getting wrecked.
I blame Craig, too. He was the one that said it.
I blame LD. He put that cartoon together. Although he put together hundreds.
That's fine. Well, I can be on board with blaming LD.
And it was just random.
It just happened to be those were the first two at the top of the page.
Yeah, exactly. And the first one worked out fine. That was a good bit. The second one was a great bit, too. The second one's hilarious.
But you need to be...
All those cartoons LD put together, bits like that. Little short, concise conversation in the show. You know?
You're right, though. You do need to be a regular listener to really get the full effect. You know?
Of a wrecked vagina?
Right.
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 Duh.
The second oldest person on the planet...
Oh, is he going to make it to the first oldest?
Lucille Randon, or Randone.
Died.
A French nun known as Sister Andre.
Over there, they just call her a nun.
That's a sex act.
Yeah, it is.
I gave her the French nun last night.
I think you're known talking about as Sister Andre.
One of our greatest in the mornings was happened yesterday. Hand warmers. No. Noodles and the hand warmer in the morning.
Right.
That was
the hand warmer.
Yeah, noodles and the hand warmer in the morning.
In the morning.
That
yeah.
was one of the best. How old was the French nun, Craig?
She is going to celebrate her 117th birthday on Thursday.
Oh, so she's hanging around. She's hanging around to be the number one oldest person.
She's not dead. She survived the COVID.
Oh my God.
She's a COVID survivor.
Holy yes.
She's indestructible.
How old?
116. She's 117 on Thursday.
I mean, she survived the original
Spanish
pandemic.
Spanish flu, yeah. Too.
She lived through that. She was a teenager. She was a tween, right, yeah.
Man, but just kill me.
Sister Andre did not know she had the COVID. She experienced no symptoms.
She was born in 1904.
Holy yes. 14.
Yeah. She was driving by the time the Spanish flu came around.
Is she hot?
Good question, Nick. I usually bring that up. You're right, Nick. Thanks for backing
up. And Craig, at 116 and she's not 117 for two more days, I don't think you give. That's not a given.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. See, that's
she might not make it through the end of the day.
That Nick has hit the acceptance phase if he's asking if a 117-year-old lady is hot.
Is she, or was she hot 60 years ago? Is she, who's number one, Craig?
I guess the person that's 117.
Well, he might be 120. We don't know.
Do they know of his or her whereabouts?
Yes.
No, I mean,
they do, because they know she's the second. If they know she's the second, they have a handle on who's right. The first.
Did they bother to mention who the first is?
Not in the little paragraph I've got.
The mind,
Bill Smith.
The mind F that I always bring up on the show, and get high and think about this. If you're the oldest person on the earth, when you were born, nobody here now was here. Nobody. That's billions of people. Nobody was here.
Yeah, everybody that was on the planet when you came out is dead.
They're all dead, and on that day you were born, everybody on the planet is dead, and everybody on the planet now was not here.
All right.
That's legend stuff, you know.
So you outlived everyone that was born the same day as you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Craig was actually close. The oldest living person, his name is Kane Tanaka.
Very close.
From Japan, born January 2nd, 1903, currently 118 years old.
All right. He's got her by a year. Got the French done, but he probably caught her
and
up.
And he has now moved to third place on the all-time list of oldest living human beings. There are two that have lived longer than him, according to this.
And where are they? What are they?
They went to 119 years, 97 days. And the oldest person ever, 122 years, 164 days. A lady in France.
Number two was an American. Died in 99 at 119.
Well, that'd be your motivation at that point, would just be to be the oldest living person ever.
If no reason to live, right.
Yeah, but this dude's got another 4 years plus to make it if he wants to take that title.
So has this nun been celibate for 117 years?
Think about it, Craig. Think about it, yeah. And if she decided to be uncelibate, is that a word?
Yes.
Right, is it?
If she decided to bang
know.
Somebody.
I know what you mean. You know,
just say that.
You know how that would sound?
No, I have no clue.
Actually, that sounds like when she walks, probably.
Yeah.
She decided
going to the bathroom.
Hell with this virginity stuff. I'm going to somebody take care of this now.
But I just said that.
I said that. No, really. She's alive. Get rid of that virginity.
Yeah, that'd be there's not even like a section on Tinder for that.
No.
117?
Well, you find some freak to go to bed with.
Super centenarians?
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean dating. I mean just have somebody have sex with her.
She says she's not scared to die.
Yeah, I hope not.
Right.
She's been around forever, man.
And she's eager to join her relatives.
Oh. Well, she's a nun. She probably believes that, right? They're all playing poker. Her relatives might have died in the afterlife. I mean, they might have been too old for the afterlife.
They've died twice.
Oh, they're not here anymore. They were too old for heaven. Anybody ever think about that?
No.
Oh, all right.
They haven't.
Well, it's a big fairy tale anyway. Might as well bring it up.
No, they haven't all thought right. of that. Right. I'm pretty sure.
All wonder right. if she's worried about being stuck in purgatory after this, too.
Oh, yeah.
Another 117 years just in the middle.
Yeah, none of these oldest people in the world come from any of the, what they call the blue zones, where life expectancy is greater than the rest of the planet.
True, but those people live in generally longer, you know.
Yeah.
The population. Longer, healthier lives, right.
Does she have a secret? Is it like beef stick?
What'd she say?
Soaked raisins or something?
That's kind of a weird combination. You've been trying that out? Beef stick and soaked raisins in the morning. Her secret is never have sex, apparently. You know?
Yeah, does she have a big piece of turkey jerky and a glass of bourbon at the end of every day? They all have a secret.
Maybe she's just a technical virgin, too. Yeah.
France, it might be wine or something.
Yeah.
She only did bud stuff. Crazy with the bud stuff.
That's what I'm thinking. Just crazy with the bud stuff, right?
Wouldn't stop.
Never gonna get it. That would be great. How'd you make it to 117? I've only done butt stuff. Cool.
Whatever, Grandma.
No. There wouldn't be a grandma
she's a
there.
Nun.
Yeah, she's probably outlived a lot of grandkids.
Oh, that's sad. That's
all
the sad
of them.
Part.
Maybe.
You don't want to really even outlive your kids, let alone your grandkids. That's horrible.
Well, yeah, if she had any grandkids.
Oh, no, she didn't, Todd, because she's a nun.
Oh,
so she, she
probably
just,
not.
She could have
that thing just squeaked.
Turned to be a nun at some point, at any point in time.
Yeah, but if you're doing
she could have been a nun. She could have turned to be a nun 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's good. But
no grandkids if you're only doing butt stuff. I forgot about that.
That's true.
She just does butt stuff.
That's right.
That makes it a lot harder. Yeah,
Puss always says that.
It is. I like making up the backstory.
I always tell Puss you can't get pregnant anyway. You're a dude.
Oh, yeah. No, I clicked.
I keep trying.
This says she didn't go to the nunnery until she was 41.
Oh, she's been cracked then. See, this is stuff you won't hear on the nightly news. They talk about this woman. Has she been cracked? You know, they're not going to say that. And, you know, what's his face? David Muir is not going to go in there and go, and this nun turned 117. Isn't that cute? Think she's been cracked? See you tomorrow night.
And good night.
We assume she has.
if she didn't turn a nun until she was in her 40s. She's had some sex.
Yeah, she was like a private teacher before she went into the nunnery.
Okay.
Like working in households for rich people.
Yeah, but the sex must not have been that good if she went to the nunnery.
Maybe she did.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, probably.
She's lived to go without it for 7 decades.
She used to date Aaron Rodgers, and she became a nun.
Yeah, somebody needs to explain to her that they're not all like Aaron Rodgers. Some are good at sex.
But he's an athlete.
Yes, she is. A great athlete.
Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.